It's so hard to not abuse animals.
Kirsten loves this part.
Carnies can't fuck themselves.
Oh! It's gonna be that kind of show.
This is a show of all vegans.
Yeah, Kirsten, Marilyn on the show. So excited.
This is a show of all vegans.
She's gonna talk about working in New York.
This is a show of all.
And maybe even some vegan stuff too. We are live. It looks like someone's eating with chopsticks. We got chopsticks going on this morning, eating on camera. You know, that's this is the professionalism that we bring here at the Vegan of Course Radio
Hour. It's
just
a spoon. It's not chopsticks.
Oh, it's a spoon. I thought it was chopsticks.
It'd be kind of hard to eat mashed potatoes.
You know, they say that like one of the things that makes a great podcast is people eating on the air.
I agree.
That's what they say. That's what they say. So, I'm gonna start one called Apple Time, and everyone's gonna think it's about like the latest news at Steve Jobs's old job, but it's actually just me eating an apple.
Eating an apple. That's some ASMR stuff right there.
Ooh, people love ASMR. I'm gonna get one of those
microphones. That's what I'm saying.
People love it. I'm gonna get one
Can
of those.
You hear me chewing?
No, I can't hear you chewing.
Great.
But,
okay.
Have you seen the ones where they have the ears and you can like go on different sides of the ear and go, hey, go vegan. And then you go to the other side. You're like, hey, you should go vegan in this ear too. And then they go over here. They're like, yeah, go vegan. I forgot to tell you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, there's microphones with ears on either side.
And this is for the ASMR people.
Yes, because you could put headphones on and you could hear them on either side of your head moving around and shit. Yeah.
Whoa.
It's pretty intense.
That's crazy.
And yes, you know, the binaural, like going on either side. I could just tell you to go vegan in this ear and then tell you to go vegan over here in this ear. I think it's a brilliant idea. I think I should start doing some ASMR. Everybody loves ASMR.
Yes.
People go nuts for it.
My niece asked me, this has nothing to do with ASMR, except that it reminded me, it feels very similar.
Yes.
Because it feels like a weird things that we like. My niece asked me what my favorite weird smell is. Like, what's a smell that, like, anybody else would be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Favorite weird smell. That's a good question. What's your favorite weird smell? What is your favorite weird smell?
My cat, after he grooms himself.
That's gross.
No, but he smells like, he doesn't smell bad. He just smells like he just cleaned himself.
So it's like cat spit.
Yeah, but cat spit doesn't smell the way that human spit smells.
It still smells like cat spit. So it's not the smell of your cat after the grooming. It's just the smell of cat spit that turns you on.
Basically, I guess.
Odd smell that I like. You know what? I love the smell of skunks. Like a skunk.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's not like I'm like, But you know when you smell one that's like, not if it's in your face, you'll start vomiting. It's too much. But like when you smell one that's like down the road and you could smell that a skunk has been around and it smells like kind of like markers. It smells like a permanent marker. That's what I like. I like that smell.
Oh, yeah. That's a weird smell. Someone said new book smell, but I think that's actually like, I think that's a nice smell.
That's a nice smell. I don't think that's a weird enough smell. We're trying to go weird,
man. We're going weird. Like people, like when I was a kid, I used to like the smell of gasoline when you go to like the gas station.
Oh, I used to like that too, like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, gas. And now I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, it's true, isn't that? I thought weird smells that you like that you probably shouldn't.
You like, yeah, that you shouldn't.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Well, I have to say, how about
the skunk is pretty rough.
You make me think of smells that are normal that are weird, actually. Mm-hmm. Like like a one-time read. This is so weird. Okay. So the chemical that makes coffee smell so good is the same chemical that makes rotting corpses smell bad. And it's just the amount of it that changes. It's just the amount of that chemical in the air that changes your perception of it.
I now never want to drink coffee ever again.
I swear to God, ever since I read that article like years ago, but ever since I'm still obsessed with coffee. I love coffee. But when I smell coffee, I'm like, especially there's certain blends. Like there's certain ones where I go, oh, that's the smell of rotting flesh.
Jesus.
And I can go, oh, that's it. That's that smell. It's a little bit it's that pungent smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes you really go, wow, I can't believe it really is the same chemicals that we're smelling.
I'm actually on day 4 of no coffee.
What is wrong with you?
And I made it through the headache, but I think.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
There are certain properties of caffeine that are good for us, certainly, but there are, I would say, just as many that are not that great for us. And coffee is very dehydrating. So, you know, I'm trying to keep my young skin for as long as I can, you know?
Yeah. So coffee, you think, is the thing that's doing it because of hydration?
No, I mean, alcohol is included in that.
So you're doing no alcohol, no coffee. Is it no caffeine or no coffee?
But here's the thing, too. No, it's not no caffeine, but when I drink tea, I usually do herbal tea anyway. I don't really like a caffeinated tea, but, I've also lately been not wanting it, and I'll still get it anyway. And then I'm like, I don't really want this, and it's weird, and I don't know why it's happening, but I feel, I guess, dehydrated in life, which is strange because I drink plenty of water, but I just have this like weird thing in my brain that is telling me that like, if I drink this coffee, it is going to dry me out. And so why am I drinking it?
So I get that. I get that. I mean, I went through a similar thing where I know it's bad for the environment. It's like when it comes to non-animal crops, which is a strange thing. You know what I mean? Like actual crops, like not animals. Mm-hmm. It goes, you know, because it's always from the worst in the environment is always like fish, cow. I think fish have got to be the worst, although they usually don't count the trillions of fish that we kill every year. But like it's always like fish, cows, chickens, sheep. And then it goes into the crops that are bad for the environment. Right. Mm-hmm. And the number one is always chocolate. And I don't eat chocolate, really. And number two really is either. Coffee, usually. And so.
Interesting.
Yeah, just the way they use the land, the way that they burn the it's like a whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. How much goes into coffee. And I thought, okay, well, you know, I'm an environmentalist. I want to stop drinking coffee. And so I switched to tea. And so I just try to cut back on my coffee. I'm not quitting by any stretch, but I think coffee is for vegans. Only vegans should be allowed to drink coffee because our footprint is so small. It should be a reward for those who have. I wish we had it like personal cap and trade carbon. You know, like, oh, you ate a steak. You're a piece of shit. You don't get to drive a car for a week. You know, you don't get to drive now.
If our government had any power at all, they might do something like that.
I mean, they say they keep wanting to do it for cap and trade for corporations, right? You can only make this amount of carbon, but once you produce that much, you can trade carbon credits so that you can pollute more and others will pollute less. So everyone gets the cap and trade is a scheme that never took off, really, except for nuclear power, oddly. But anyway, I wish that we had cap and trade for humans because non-vegans should not be allowed to drive or drink coffee. Carnies, don't let them drive. They have no respect for life. They'll run over people. They'll run over little children on bicycles. They have no respect for life. You can't trust a carny behind the wheel. Can't.
Well, you know, and I, I think about them behind the wheel just with animals too. Like, who's the one that's hitting the animal and driving away?
Ooh.
No vegans doing that.
I don't think that it's kind of gross for me to think about a person running. I don't know. It depends how bad off they are. Are they dead?
Are they still alive? We stopped because a deer had been hit by someone who hit and run. We didn't know who it was. The deer was still alive. And I basically waited with her until she died. And like the cop, I don't think I called the cops. I think the cop showed up.
Was just happening by.
Yeah, I think he was just happening by. And he like asked us like, you know, what happened? And we were like, we didn't do it. It wasn't us. You can see from our car that like we have no damage, but there's stuff in the road from whoever did this in their car. And I basically sat with her as she was gasping. You know, she was taking like her final breaths.
I've never hit a large animal like that. I don't even know what I would do, to be honest. Like, what would be my immediate response? Are you gonna take this bloody animal and put it in your car, or do you?
No, but I think you can. No, but I think there are people you can call. I don't think you have to deal with that by yourself. Like,
you just call 911, and they got somebody that can get there.
Someone will come out, and I mean the cop I only like dragged her away from the road into this is like upstate New York, so
I don't know. I've never hit because I would drive slowly at night, so I wouldn't hit animals, and I would look to see, because their little eyeballs glow, you would see them waiting, and then you know families of deer would be in the road at night. You just have to know that.
You know, people are going. I don't understand on a country road like going above the speed limit at all, but people are doing that. We have our house upstate. I always make sure that we're going, you know, the speed limit or less, especially. Okay, but Kirsten,
that's a large animal. What about like, I don't know, if you're in the UK late at night and you hit a badger? Badgers.
I had to drag a porcupine out of the road.
A porcupine?
Yes.
He must have been dead, right?
He was dead. He was dead. And like when I touched him, I didn't touch him barehanded. I had a towel. But when I touched him, I didn't realize it was also dark, so I didn't realize he was a porcupine. They're huge, by the way. Porcupines are massive.
They're large animals. They're like
he made some sort of sound. I don't think he was alive though. I think it was like a weird sort of like I pushed on his body, and I think it was like air escaping. And then I realized it was a porcupine because the one towel was not enough to protect me from the prickly. So I like doubled the towel, and that was enough for me to be able to like pull him out of the road. But I'm like, how do you? His blood and guts were falling out of the front of him. Like, how do you do that to an animal like that and then drive away?
And leave
him
know.
In the middle of the road for other people to drive over him? Like, how do you do that?
I don't know. I only imagine that when you hit a porcupine, you're like, whoa, what was that? Just keep driving, hun. Isn't that probably what happens? Like, whoa, dunk, dunk. I'm not really sure.
And then you stop.
And get out.
And you go back and you get out. Yes.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's never happened to me before. I guess if I hit, I mean, it's funny. I've stopped and moved stuff out of the road. But I guess when it comes to like a large animal, I'm not getting out and like moving a deer. How the hell are you going to do it? Grab him by the horns and pull his ass out? I mean,
I watched. In the rear view, as we were driving away from the deer, I watched the cop grab her by the leg and drag her.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Thing is, like, if you do it on the highway, I understand not stopping because that's not necessarily safe.
Yeah, you're going to die.
If you're doing it on a fucking country road where there's nobody around, like, stop. I don't understand. Before I was vegan, I actually used to think my aunt was insane because if she saw an animal in the road, she mm-hmm. had stuff in her car to be able to take that animal out of the road. She had like a shovel and like gloves to be able to take the animal out of the road and put them at least on the side of the road.
Yeah, but isn't that for that's not for the animal's sake, is it? Isn't that just for motorcyclists?
She was doing it for the animal. She was not doing it for anybody's sake. Other motorists. Than the animal. Unfortunately, she's not vegan, which drives me up a wall.
She's doing it for the animal. I don't know, for some kind of loyalty to the animal's sanctity or something. I don't know why. Like, the animal's gone. The animal don't live there no more, right? The animal's dead. So I can only assume that you're doing it for the other motorists, so that if a motorcycle comes around, they don't kill a motorcyclist.
I think it's out of respect for life.
Respect.
You know, I mean, if there was a dead human in the road, no one would just keep driving.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
No one would just keep driving. I mean, maybe some people would keep driving.
Well, I mean, I have seen dead people in the road. Well, not like alone on a country road, but I've seen, you know, car accidents. I live in California. We're much more likely to see a dead human than a dead animal.
I mean, if someone got hit by a car, on the highway,
and you come along and it's like stand dead, by me, right?
And you come along and you're just like, oh, that sucks.
gotta navigate around him, because you know, body takes up a big part of the road. Really, I mean, a human being's a large animal. Yeah, I guess
most people, out of respect for life, would do something.
Yeah.
And so why don't we extend that to the lives? Why do we just drive by when there's dead animals in the middle of the road?
Yeah, if the human's a carny, I just leave them. Just leave the if the human's a vegan, I'm stopping. But if it's a carny, I'm just like, sorry, human.
How do you know?
Tough break, kid. I'll ask.
The dead body.
Well, hopefully, if he or she is still breathing, I'll be like, hey, are you vegan? No. All right. Well, I hope you have a phone so you can call 911.
Oh, my phone's dead. Sorry.
Sorry. Can't my phone help only. You. I have a vegan plan. My phone only allows vegans. Oh, you wouldn't want to use it anyway because I hear that there might be animal products in it.
Well, what about the lithium sky?
Right. Yeah. That's what I mean. A carny wouldn't want to use the lithium. They're so against lithium.
Right.
They're really against the lithium.
All of them. So against the lithium.
They're against the lithium. So I wouldn't want to, you know, in the final moments of the carny, I wouldn't want to disrespect their wishes. You know what I mean? Circle of life. Oh, look, someone already put circle of life. It's the circle of life. You know, this is the circle of life. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah.
Check their wallet. Oh, check their wallet for. See, there's lots of ways. We've got a little bit of detective work.
All right.
A little bit of detective work. We could check if they have canines. Do they have canine teeth? Sorry. You must be a carny. So I wanted to ask you. Well, actually, you know, the ASMR. Have you ever heard of vegan bunny chef?
I don't think so.
She's an Asian American. Well, I think she's Asian American. I don't know. She's Asian, and she has I'll show a picture of her. She, okay. You made me think of her because there she is right here. Have you seen her before?
Oh yes, I've seen her. Yes.
Yeah. She usually I scrolled down to see if her belly button was showing because Karina hates her because she always has her belly button showing. And she like cooks. She cooks and like always has her belly button in the background, like as she's cooking.
Okay.
So she always has. It's really just her cooking channel, and then she eats, and then, her and belly then button. She, yeah, the cooking channel is basically her belly button and her hands cooking. But it's all ASMR too. Like the mic has the gain turned way up, so it's like.
That sounds terrible.
While she's cooking, she doesn't speak, but you can hear like the scrape of the spoon and all of this. And then when she eats, she's like,
I don't like that.
but you can really hear the chewing. So when you ask me to have you seen this, because you can hear this woman, I know what her belly button looks like and how what she sounds like when she chews. I really don't know what her voice sounds like. That's why I think she's Asian American, but I wouldn't know because I've never heard her speak.
That sounds like something I would never want to watch ever.
Well, it's on like YouTuber. No, it's not. I've never seen her YouTube channel, although I hear she has one. I've never seen it, but I have seen her on Instagram. She comes through my feed on Instagram.
Oh.
But it's like super quick edits, and so I kind of like the how fast they, because if I ever did a cooking thing, I do it in, this is how to cook a meal in 30 seconds. Bop, 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 bop. Fuck the recipe. Like, you don't need a recipe. Here's how I do it. Bop, 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 bop. Have you ever seen any of my cooking content? It's like 30 seconds.
I don't think I have seen any of your cooking content.
I don't make much of it. I've made very, very little. I don't like making cooking content because I don't want it to be, I don't want veganism to turn into a fucking recipe sharing club.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's another way though, like when they have arguments against like, oh, well, you can't eat this and you can't, and what do you eat at all? Oh, you eat grass. Like, for me, it's just a way to show like, No, I don't eat grass because
right. You can watch this woman showing her navel make delicious meals, and you'll hear her chew it. Behold, nah,
that's okay. I've
she
made
makes a
some,
face. She makes this like,
my food is so
like,
good.
When she eats it, she looks like super surprised. Like, yeah.
Oh my god.
She's got a whole shtick. It's quite funny.
She does not hate her. She just doesn't like her content. I feel like that's how I would feel about it too. I don't hate her, just don't like what she's putting on the internet. I felt that way actually about like people that I knew in real life. I was like, I like you in real life. I do not like your social media content at all.
Yeah, I guess I feel that a lot about a lot of vegans. So it's hard for me to.
I felt that way about like artists that I know.
Ooh,
not even really recently, more like I don't know, several years ago, where it was a lot of like it was this guy. I know there have been more, but I'm specifically thinking of this one guy who mostly just posted pictures of his like underwear region in underwear. Like he'd be in his boxers and it would just be like that, and then
like his junk in behind his boxers.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't really,
why is he posting that?
I have no idea.
I honestly don't understand.
Well,
most
I think
of
also
media.
But I think also he was part of the LGBTQ community, so that
ooh, he's trying to like
catering his content to that.
Oh, I thought he was trying to use it as a hookup app.
Or that, but he also, I know he was an artist. I know he was like a music artist. And that was like a big part of his content. And I was like, I don't want to keep seeing you in your underwear.
Well, that's how I feel about not the underwear, but although, you know, I'd probably feel if that vegan teacher was in her underwear, I'd probably feel the same way. But like, I actually like her, but I don't really like her content very much. It's not really made for me though. I'm not really.
Yeah, but I
market.
Saw something awful recently.
Well, no, what
her.
Now?
Yeah, she was like talking shit on trans people and their pronouns, and
she was like, "What?"
Yeah, I didn't fully watch. She was being very snarky. She was like, you know, maybe you young people haven't heard, but there's this pronoun she. I know it's like really hard to wrap your mind around, but like if you were talking about me, but she also used they every other word. She was like saying if someone were to talk about me, they would say she. And so the person who reposted it, every time she said they when referring to the person that was talking about her, she like highlighted the they.
I don't get it. I don't care about the pronoun thing. I don't understand why other people care. It's like, oh, you prefer these pronouns? All right, fine. I can manage through that, or you know what I mean?
Right.
Oh,
that's
what
I don't. Yeah, fantastic. It's sort of a ridiculous thing
like,
to.
I've worked with trans people. Like, we had a couple we had two cocktail waitresses out of 500 we had about 400 cocktail servers that I was in charge of. Two of them were trans or non-binary. They presented as women in their cocktail outfits, but they weren't exactly biological women. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, we never really acknowledged it. Didn't care. That was not, was like, I mean, it was something that managers or you would hear people talk about it from time to time. Like, oh, you know, she's not. And I'm like, don't care. No interest. Can she sell drinks?
Yeah.
Is she wearing a dress? Does anyone say anything? No, fuck it. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Did I tell you the story of my father at my show? Mm-mm. My show was near-ish to Halloween. It was October 23rd. And my parents were like waiting in the upstairs bar area to come. They hadn't opened the doors for the show yet. And there were two other people that actually were there for me, but my parents didn't know that. And one person was clearly like male presenting, but was dressed in very, you know, traditionally female attire. Mm-hmm. And my dad was like, oh, do you think that's a woman? Like what? And my mom was like, just like, shut up. Like maybe they, who cares? So I don't remember like if he ever said it loud enough for that person to hear, but then when my husband was talking to that person and my friend who that person had come with, they had like just met they had just met that day. Anyway, making this too long of a story, it turned out that was this you know, the way that this person was dressed that my dad was making such a big deal out of, it turned out to be a Halloween costume.
Oh my God.
So, they weren't even like trying to dress in, in any type of way. It was like, I'm supposed to be so-and-so.
I've never really, it's always interesting to me to not have to people. It's just people not having compassion. You know, like I was at an art opening in LA a few months ago, and it was a friend's opening in Hermosa Beach, and we went up there, and then a very, very, very tall woman walked in, and she was so tall, I think she might have been taller than me. Mm-hmm. And there was a piece of me that also was thinking man or woman at us for a second, right? Mm-hmm. There was something about an extremely tall woman where I went man or woman, and it was something like triggered in my mind, and then I went, don't care.
Yeah.
What the fuck do I care? Like it was there for a moment, and then I went, nah, don't give a shit. She's got nothing to do with me. She looks beautiful. She looks great tonight. She's wearing a dress. Yeah. She looks good. The hell do I care?
Like, I think those things they're so ingrained in us that we do like automatically think those things at first. And then, but it, you know, as long as we check ourselves, I think it's okay.
Well, it's like our brains are always trying to put things into categories. That's kind of what we do, you know?
Yeah.
And
so
I get like the natural proclivity to be like, is it in this column or this column or this column? We do with music all the time. Like, you know, and oftentimes some music that is difficult to categorize doesn't become popular because it's hard to find a market for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's great. Like David Bowie's early stuff where it's like, is it pop? Is it rock? Is it electronic? Is it post-punk? What the hell is this? Sometimes it does great, but usually it's anyway. I honestly just feel like people need to learn how to have an open mind. Now I wanted to ask you because you have your ear to the street. How do you feel about the writer's strike going on? I mean, it's happening now.
Yeah, I was just at the picket line actually.
Did you cross the picket line?
No, I was picketing.
You were picketing.
Yeah, I was.
Nice.
So
you're such a hero.
Nah.
I will not be picketing.
You would not be picketing.
I will not be picketing. The last strike I remember, and I even like sort of participated, but I'm not interested in this one. I'm actually really stoked about this one, but I kind of wanted to know how you feel about it.
Well, the interesting thing is also that, I mean, obviously I support the writers 100%. I keep telling people that things are worse post COVID. And And that has a lot to do with the producers and what they feel they can get away with and what they feel like they lost, and so they have to make up for blah, blah, blah.
They're trying to recoup their losses from
I feel they're like still trying to recoup losses.
Take it out of the little guy.
Always. I mean, in our union, the people who make the most money in my union don't need the union. We're talking about Brad Pitt. Like, what the fuck does he need a union for? You know, and the problem is like those people tend to not pay attention to what's happening because they don't need it. Like, we were fighting the so during the pandemic, I lost my healthcare because I couldn't work. So I couldn't qualify for healthcare because there was no work. So they kicked me off the healthcare plan and then they made it harder to qualify for healthcare. And they tried to say, like, oh, because of skyrocketing, you know, medical costs, whatever. And of course, that, you know, was because of Trump. But at the same time, it's like the producers have not contributed more money since like the 90s. Like their contribution has been the same for a long time. And it's not making up for these astronomical healthcare costs. And they, you know, they'll claim they can't afford it, but they can fucking afford it. And streaming is making them so much money.
Yeah, so I saw that Adam, that guy who Adam ruins everything, that guy.
Yeah,
and he was. I saw a clip of him explaining to a CNN anchor why it's so important. And he's like, the person who owns this company, the CEO of this company, who also owns that company and that company, he's making $265 million this year. He's making $250 million, while writers who are making the content that's making him all the money. They're living in their car.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on here? This is such bullshit that the CEO's making $265 million.
And they're trying to do away with like staffed writers. They're trying to make them freelance, which would make it, I mean, that's essentially what I am as an actor. And like,
yeah, you're a gig worker. Yeah.
It's as a gig worker, like it's hard to fucking make a living wage.
It makes everything harder. How many 1099s do you have to process every year? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I mean, a lot of the gigs I do, though, it's all within the same payroll. So actually, I don't have to do the 1099 thing. I'm actually like W-2'd.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, because the casting agencies do the payroll.
Understood. Okay. So, it's still gig work is difficult. No,
it's still difficult. I still have to, you know, every day I'm trying to get work. You know, and this is also how I qualify for my healthcare, and I'm looking to probably, or I'm on track to probably not qualify this year, unfortunately.
I haven't had healthcare in 2 years.
If it were up to me, I probably would not. But it's not. My husband makes me get healthcare. But also, and then, you know, the other problem is like we have that middle class problem of like he makes too much money. Like if it were just me and me by myself, I could either go without healthcare or I could get really cheap healthcare. Yeah. Especially, I used to be on New York State's like Healthy New York or whatever, and it's super cheap. But it's not terrible healthcare either. But our household income is too high for us to get a cheap healthcare, and so we wind up paying out the asshole monthly for a plan that is inferior to the plan that we're on now.
No healthcare. That's well, I'm vegan. I don't really go to the doctor. I am a little bit afraid, like if somebody falls out of the sky and hurts me, or if something really bad happens, or you know, I find out that I have cancer or something and I'm just fucked. That's just
well,
as
like,
likely, you know.
I'm vegan. I'm not worried about like having to, you know, go under the knife, or when I get sick, I know I can like basically get myself through it. I don't need to go to the doctor, but I recently fell off a scooter directly onto my knee. And I went for x-rays and I went for an MRI, and all of that cost me pretty much nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, without healthcare, I probably would have just not gone. And in the end, it turned out that I'm fine, and all I really need is, like,
so you don't even need a doctor. You just need rest. That's the thing about doctors. They're like, get some rest, drink some fluids. It's like, I could have told myself that. Right,
exactly. And that's why I don't go. If I have like a cold or something, I certainly
get some rest.
There are people that go to the doctor for any the sniffles thing.
Yeah. Like they're living like Europeans. We can't just go to the doctor. this isn't Europe.
You know, but then there are people who, and granted, they're probably not vegan, although there are vegans that have chronic health issues. But
sure,
there are a lot of people that won't go to the doctor for life-saving care because they don't want to have the medical, because they can't afford it. They don't want, right, you know, their insurance only covers so much. I mean, yeah, how many people are out there doing GoFundMes to cover their fucking medical bills? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Unreal.
There's lots of GoFundMe is basically, it should just have a cross
go
on
to the doctor.
Go to the doctor, me.
Send me to the doctor.
Fund my bills.
Like, it's like people are like, oh, we'd have to, you know, we'd have to pay more money for healthcare or whatever, which is such bullshit. Like, first of all, we already pay through insurance. We already pay for other people to go to the doctor.
That's how it works.
That's how insurance
we just can't collectively bargain so that we don't. Yeah.
Right. So like, what are you talking about? And then anytime someone goes to the hospital that doesn't have insurance, they don't turn them away. They see them. So who's paying, you know, we're paying for that also. Right. And then we're donating to people's GoFundMes so they can fucking have, you know, they can pay their fucking medical bills. So we are fucking paying for it no matter what.
We're just doing it the dumbest way possible. Yeah.
That should be the American slogan. The dumbest way possible.
I mean, if you think about it, we even have Medicare and Medicaid, and we have the VA. Like, we have just the dumbest thing. If you want healthcare, you could get it. You just have to go into the military and serve for 3 years or whatever it is now.
Yeah, and 3 or 4 years now.
Oh, you want an education? Yeah, you could get free education. You just have to go to the military.
Yeah, got to go kill some people, and then you can.
Yeah, or at least pretend to. Or like, or act like you're gonna,
yeah,
and learn how to. You have to learn how to kill people.
Learn how to kill people. Yes. Yeah.
Yes, and then you might end up just ticky tacky on a computer all day, but you'll get free healthcare and free
ticky tacky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not everybody that goes into the military sees combat, but at the same time,
they all get to learn how to kill people. Which, you know, that's an important skill in America, given that we keep killing each other in, like, there's shootings. There's another shooting today. I don't want to talk about that right now. So you were picketing. Why are you picketing? You're not a writer. I'm just joking.
No, I am. I'm a union strong, and I'm a union supporter. SAG is supporting
the WGA.
Yes, we are not striking. We have a no strike clause in our contract.
Well, you're not working anyway if the writers are doing it, are they? I mean, like, how could you?
So here's the thing. Unless like IATSE and the Teamsters strike in solidarity, there is still work. So like, there was an article that came out this morning that the set of American Horror Story was shut down because IATSE and the Teamsters refused to cross the picket line. But there were IATSE people there working as well, because the studio that we were at, Silver Cup, they have American Horror Story, but they've got like four or five other studios. Mm-hmm. So there's a few other things shooting in there. And we saw some crew members that we knew, and they were working today, but they came out and they weren't getting on the picket line, but they were like clapping and supporting. Or no, those weren't IATSE members. Those were DGA. So they're ADs and like the Directors Guild. But yeah, so.
But it keeps going until the well runs dry, right? I mean, that's why the.
That's the thing. Like, the
late night's over. There's no late night.
Late night's over, but a lot of the stuff like they're going to shoot anything that's written already. What they can't do is change anything. So if they're shooting something and they want to change something in the script, they can't do. Wow. But they can still shoot. So all like
because they need shows, a writer to redo it.
It's against the contract to do. Yeah,
the...
but as long as it's written and they're fine with shooting what's written and not changing it, then they can shoot.
Interesting.
So that's why it's like it's sort of up to IATSE and like the Teamsters. There was like this rumor that the Teamsters were going to strike in solidarity. And we were like, okay, then it's done. Like, once the Teamsters strike, you can't do anything.
No, this everything's done. You can't
move trucks. Like,
you can't have, you, if Teamsters strike, there's no conventions anymore. If they do a Teamsters, because the Teamsters run the conventions. That's who unloads all the booths and shit. There's nothing. Like, if the Teamsters go on strike.
Oh. I don't know. See, I don't know. I don't know that they would. Like, they were not willing to cross the picket line today. So I don't know.
That's a different thing than doing a general strike.
Yeah. No. I don't think they're going to generally strike. I think they would refuse to cross the picket line in solidarity. Yeah. I don't think they would do a general strike.
So here's what I'm hoping. And here's why I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I know because the writers are fucked. Look, the people who are picketing, they were fucked anyway. I respect their right to picket, and I hope that they get every demand that they need. I hope every demand is met. I'm 100% for the writers on this. But I'm super stoked they're on strike because content creators like you and me end up giving way more engagement because
people need to get their entertainment from somewhere.
They need to get something they want, and live entertainment is so much better. So now they're not ever going to get, or also like, I mean, I would be filming the shit out of goddamn Vegan SOB's thing right now. Like take every free moment shit like madness.
I know. Unfortunately, Kevin is working like crazy. That's why we haven't shot anything in a while. I mean, we have a couple sketches that are my bad. I have not edited them yet, but I've also been very, very busy.
Stop crossing that line. You won't be too busy for much longer.
Well, yeah, that exactly. But then I'm going to have to get another job.
Yeah.
Like then I have to find other employment, which is I have been. I spruced up my real job resume, which is always a struggle for me because it's like I'm used
all the
to,
gaps. Yeah.
Well, I'm used like, to an act. Yeah. I'm used to my actor resume and mm-hmm. what that looks like. And
yeah.
So it's weird for me to try to figure out like what a resume actually looks like. Cause
yeah, I go through the same thing. You know. Yeah. Because I did so much in hospitality. It's hard for me to explain. It's like, okay, well in management, that is a lot of marketing. There's a lot of skills in leadership and marketing that translate to other jobs. And they're like, mm-hmm. so you managed a restaurant. So you just stood there and like waited for problems to happen. That's what people think we do. And meanwhile, it's like, you're doing the ad buys for restaurant. You're doing so many different things. And people are so stupid, they don't understand. Yeah. And so it's difficult because I go, well, I have a YouTube channel. I produce two different shows. I have all of this marketing experience and graphic design experience. And people are like, so you didn't work for a large agency for 3 years? No, fuckface. I worked for multi-billion dollar corporations doing something similar to that.
Yeah.
They don't get it at all. It's just like,
yeah,
it's very difficult to explain that to people.
Well, I'm like, you know, I previously didn't have any of my acting work on my real resume. I hate to call it that, but I don't know what else to call it right now. Mm. And only recently was I like, why not? Like, that's hard work to mm-hmm. audition and actually book a role.
Yeah.
That's not easy.
The organizational skills that takes, all that stuff. I mean,
well, and especially now everything is self-tape. So like I have to have my setup. I have to be able to edit. Like I have to be able to do so much stuff.
Totally. You should be able to get a job as an editor or a videographer. And yet when you go and look for those jobs, like we want 5 years experience. And then if you don't have it, you won't even get an interview. So you can't even explain to people because now it's all, this is the perils of AI. AI is what reads your resume now. Fucking the hiring manager doesn't even read the resume. You put it into Indeed, and then the robot reads it, and then it pairs it down, and it gives the ones that the robot chooses to the company. So they might not ever see your shit. Then the people like, oh, I keep on applying and no one ever responds. Yeah, that's why, because there's something that the AI has triggered and dumping your resume out.
Yeah, I have, and I have editing just as like where it says expertise. I have it as, but I've only done one job as an editor. Everything else has been for my own stuff. You know, I mean, I edited our entire pilot. That was a huge undertaking. I had to learn Premiere Pro in order to do that. And now,
you know how to do it. You should be able to
now
translate
that
skill. Now
I feel very comfortable, but it's like I can't show that I had a job doing that. I just know how to use it.
Right. And you have one portfolio piece. You do this? Yeah, I can. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, like I can show you the things that I've done.
Right. And that's usually what they want to see. But it's like, even if you do that, they go, well, that's not exactly what we're looking for. Well, it's a software program. You tell me what you're looking for and I'll do that. Right. That's how easy it is once I know the program. But
well, and that's, I found it extremely easy to, like, anything I didn't know how to do, I was able to find on YouTube and figure it out. And
once you get good at the program, you can go look at YouTube to figure out little tricks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how do I get this thing to animate this special way? Oh, there's a fucking video about it right there. What do you know? It's not that hard. What are you gonna do? I wanted to ask you about this other thing that I found on plant-based news today, and I don't want to go over the whole news network, but we do have a tiny little bit amount of time, and there was this thing that came out that animal consumption linked to violence in relationships. Isn't that surprising?
I've thought for a long time now that eating animals is what makes us violent. Like, not just because we're okay with the violence of it, but something actually in what we are eating is doing detrimental things to our brain, similar to what happens to football players.
Yeah. And I see what you're saying, that it's actually like causing a physical,
like creating like
proclivity.
Yeah.
Interesting. Like a football player getting knocked in the head a bunch of times.
Yeah, like it's creating like plaque in our brains or.
Well, listen to how they did it. Study authors collected data on respondents' animal product intake, depressive symptoms, lifetime use of intimate partner aggression, and degree of speciesism. So check this out. Speciesism is a term used to describe the belief that humans are superior to other animals. Duh. Researchers measured this by asking participants to rank how much they agreed with statements like humans have the right to use animals however they want to.
Where is this? What article?
This is on plant-based news.
Oh, plant-based news. Okay.
Yeah, but they're talking about the journey. They're talking about a study published in the Journal of Family Violence.
Okay.
What an interesting journal. I don't know if you've gotten your subscription up to date, but
the Journal of Family Violence. I can't say that I have.
I wait every week for it to come out. It's a weekly. And I wait for it to come to the mailbox because I still get it into the mail because I like the smell of the magazine. That's one of those weird smells. My favorite weird smell is the smell of the Journal of Family Violence. The no, nothing. I think that's Jesus.
Oh God.
Okay, so results suggested eating non-human animals may not only be associated with greater risk for negative physical and mental health issues, but also engaging in harmful behaviors toward others, including intimate relationship partners.
Yeah, I mean, I this would need to be studied, but I have my suspicions about, you know, what it does to our brains and what it actually physically does. But then there is also the sort of, I guess, philosophical side of it of like, othering somebody. And yeah, if you feel like you can do whatever you want to an animal, like, we understand that speciesism is the root of most isms. So if you're othering animals, meaning, and then feeling like you can do anything to animals, you are othering women, you are othering people of color, you have no empathy. And
yeah, I mean, so the higher consumption of animal parts were both more physically and psychologically aggressive toward their partners. High animal consumption was also linked to greater speciesism. Similarly, those who appeared more speciesist were also more likely to report use of violence in relationships. This is what I think is interesting, because they answered, like, on a scale of 1 to 5, how much do you agree that animals can be used in any way that humans see fit?
Right.
And depending on how much you agreed, that's how much violent, like, it was correlated with how much violence in the household you had.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I like speciesism and aggression. They theorize that hyper-masculine attitudes may play a role in both increased speciesism and relationship aggression. Additionally, aggressive behavior may be further exacerbated by hormones in animal flesh. Researchers noted. That's what you were saying, right?
Yeah, that's sort of what I'm talking about.
This includes adrenaline, cortisol, which can spike during the slaughter process due to animals' extreme stress and fear.
Yep. People think that's so scary.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm eating their fear. No, you literally are. You're eating the hormones that they release when they are fucking slaughtered.
Yeah, they're basically, so in 2019, researchers discovered that higher speciesism was also associated with other oppressive views relating to racism, homophobia, and sexism.
This is why it frustrates me to no end that progressive people are not all vegan. Like, progressives who are not vegan make me angrier than meat-eating Trump supporters, because at least they're consistent.
Like your friends at the Extinction Rebellion protest?
Yep.
Like, I'm a hardcore liberal. I'm a lefty. This is why the right calls them libtards. This is why they and get away with it. Because, like, I'm sorry, dude. Like, I've worked with crazy Republicans, and okay, they're right wing. They usually, but these people, rich Republicans, I go, oh, you're voting for your tax.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Can't argue with it. They're like, yeah, we hate Trump, but we love the tax stuff, so fuck it. And I go, can't argue with that, I guess. At least you're honest. But they hate liberals, and what they hate about us is that we're hypocrites. We have no spine. If all the lefties like AOC were vegan and like were actually pious like that, then I would fight back. I'd say no, liberals are the true people, but they aren't, because just like you said, they're hypocrites.
Yeah.
Even though we all love AOC, right? We all love AOC.
I mean, I love her until she starts saying, like, oh,
until she eats.
You don't have to be vegetarian
to be an environmentalist. Like, yeah.
She doesn't even say the word vegan.
No, she's afraid of the word vegan.
Which, but she'll is say, unbelievable.
Because it's so easy. It's so easy to be like, this is, I honestly think with the whole trans issue, to bring it full circle to that vegan teacher and them, like, they are making it so, it's so easy to defend this very small percentage of people and say, make this like, this is our moment to defend the minority. Meanwhile, 50,000 animals are dying a second and no one says shit. It's really hard to break. That's a hard one to break down, because you really have to, like, dismantle real systems. What are we dismantling for trans rights? It costs us nothing. It costs nothing to use a pronoun. It's a $0 outlay to use a different pronoun. we could build fewer bathrooms if we all just use the same bathroom. We could actually come up with a money saving if we're all equal. We could just have money saving.
Well, and also there wouldn't be a massive line out the door for women's bathroom, because we'd all be using the same bathroom. Like, when there's no line for the men's room and there's a line down the block for the women's room.
Women always go into the men's room. I always go into the men's room.
I don't care. Yeah.
I always see women in there. And I've gone into women's rooms too. I'm like, well, yeah, the men's is being clean. It looks like I'm using the woman's. Like, sorry, ladies. I'll be like, ladies, there's a man in the house. I'll use it.
We watched this doc called Bigorexia. It's literally a term, and it's about mostly men, but there are women too, bodybuilders that have body dysmorphia where they don't think they're big enough. They're actually like huge, so but like they want to get but also to the point where they are willing to use drugs and steroids because they don't think that they're big enough. But so we actually watched something a long time ago that featured this trans woman who has always been a bodybuilder, but now she's struggling with, do I want to slim down to be more feminine? But if I slim down to be more feminine, then I'm losing the weight that, you know, has been such a huge part of my life, my whole life. So she's having that sort of struggle. But there was and everybody in the community knows this person as being male. And because of what we know of this community, they're mostly bigoted people, that toxic masculinity. So they can't kind of handle that she has transitioned or is transitioning. And one guy was like, you know, because if my wife goes in the bathroom and then he goes in the bathroom, it's like, okay, that's the person that has an issue with a trans woman using a women's bathroom. That guy, that dumb fuck who thinks that something's going to happen to your wife. Like,
nothing's happening.
Nothing's happening. Everyone's just going to the fucking bathroom.
They're going poo-poo and pee-pee, maybe doing a little coke. They're doing coke in there. Yeah, that's another thing. I've seen both men and women doing cokes in the same bathroom. I've seen a lot of that in my life, and yet no one seems to be complaining. Every time I go into a bathroom in a party or a club, someone's in there, men and women, doing all sorts of shit in the bathroom. Who cares? I don't give two shits. Get it? Two shits. Dudes need to take care of that space though. Like, look back and clean up, and then I'm on board. I don't know. I've been in charge of lots of bathrooms. Ladies' bathrooms are always 10 times worse than the guys' bathrooms. I'm sorry.
10 times worse?
All right.
I would say
three times worse.
They're equal.
No, the guys don't have like wet paper towels and toilet paper all over the floor. Like, you never see that.
I've gone into a men's room that stinks.
This stinks like pee, because the pee is like, women's bathrooms stink too, but yeah,
they do, but like, it, like, there's a difference in smell between a woman's room and a men's room.
Yeah, but if you ever go into a woman's room, when they poop, they use lots more toilet paper, so they're always clogging the toilets, and then I have to clean it up, and then there's blood all over it, all over the bathroom. That happens every single time. In public restrooms, we're talking about lots of people. The women's bathrooms are worse. It's just because it's just impossible not to be. There's just so much more paper product and so many more items.
We also we do this thing where we don't sit on the toilet, and so
that's
we
true
get
too.
Pee all over the seats, and then a lot of women don't clean it up.
Also, the fact that it's the seat covers, so it's the seat covers plus the feminine products plus the toilet paper, you're gonna get clogs, and then they think that they'll just keep flushing, because that's the answer, just keep flushing it, and so then the bathroom floods, and now you've got trash all over the bathroom. I'm telling you, I've been working for a long time as a shit shoveler, and I've cleaned lots of bathrooms in my life, and the men's room, you're right. It smells like pee in there. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'll take that. That's you don't have mounds of of toilet paper, like islands all over the bathroom. Like, how the hell? Or clumps of hair. Because women, they'll just like throw their hair and like just clumps of hair in the fucking like combing their hair in the bathroom, and then they just take it out and throw it on the ground.
What?
Are you kidding me?
Have you ever
been to a festival or any place where you've got to deal with...
Festivals
anytime there's like a big event?
porta potties.
So. All right, porta potties are that's all humanity deserves is porta potties. That's all we deserve. Everything should be a porta potty from now on. It solves all of our problems.
Except the person who has to deal with
a truck picking comes. Up
the porta. I know a truck comes, but somebody's got to fucking deal with it.
A truck comes, it opens it up. Yeah, someone deals with it. They hose them out at the end of the night. You know how it is. They don't have to go in there and like.
They tell you I went. I tried to go to the bathroom at the Redwoods and I almost threw up.
No.
Yeah.
You told me the Redwoods were beautiful and wonderful. The
Redwoods were beautiful and wonderful. And we were about to go on one of the trails. And I was like, yeah. I got to pee before we go on this trail. And I went in and it's just a glorified porta potty. It's just a hole. And it smelled so bad. And I tried to put my shirt up over my nose and it wasn't enough. And I couldn't even get my pants down. I like ran when I couldn't get them back up. I like
you ran out
and was like, it was so bad. Because
it's been
bad.
Sitting out there forever. That thing's been there for a long time. Yep.
So I just peed outside.
Yeah, I'm talking about like, yeah, I know post-mortem saying, nah, festivals are feral. No, I'm talking about just like event spaces where there's lots of people, like at a club, at a nightclub.
Nightclub, okay, gotcha.
Where it's like 1,000 people are there and half of them are women. And you go at the end of the night and you look at the men's room and the ladies' room.
To be fair, at a nightclub, it's got to be more than half are women.
You think?
Yeah, because they always like, unless a man has women with him or a woman with him, they don't let them in. They're like, ladies, 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 ladies.
Oh, they try to get women to come in. Yeah,
they try to get women to come in. Yeah. So yeah. I would say it's at least 60-40.
Okay. That I don't think that justifies the bathroom situation.
I'm sorry for you that you had to clean up.
Never again. No, that's
many toilets.
Never again. I'll never sweep a floor again either. That's what I done with all of that. Hey, yeah. We've determined that eating animals
makes you angry.
It makes you violent. I think that's an important thing to remember, everybody. Thank you.
It is, but it's, you know, it's such a, we have such a hard time. Like, did it say something about depression as well, or just said aggression? Because there was like something that came out a while back that was like, oh, vegans and vegetarians are more depressed. And it's kind of like, well, why do you think that is, first of all? But second of all, like, if you actually statistically break it down, I think that's not true.
No,
like,
if you're
saying like clinically depressed, I would say that's probably not true. But there was something that came out a while ago that said like vegans and vegetarians are more depressed
because they feel more isolated and stuff like that, but they're not more depressed. We're not clinically more depressed.
Yeah, we're just sad a bit more pissed because off about the world. Yeah. What the fuck is going on in the world?
Right, the world sucks. There's always like, yeah, I mean, the other like, where are you working tonight?
Me,
yeah.
Oh, I have to sing some harmony stuff, I have to go to Staten Island. I have to sing in some harmonies on a friend's track. Not a friend's, but, well, yeah. She is a friend, but she's one of my producer's other artists, and they need me to sing some backing vocals.
Carney's makes me depressed. Yeah, Carney's make me depressed, too. Carney's depress me, absolutely. Eating animals makes a person angry, and not eating animals makes a person angry. Yeah, well, we're angry at the carnies. I totally agree. So it's funny that Veg News has the same thing. This new study finds men think meat is manly. Why dietitians say it's not? Can you guess why they say it's not?
Because it makes your penis flaccid.
Yeah, it makes your penis, flaccid. It also makes you not live as long because you eat too much meat. And here we go. Living in fear of chronic disease or dying from one is not manly. This includes erectile dysfunction, which unhealthy vegans, unhealthy diets, high in meat, consumption have been linked to.
I don't understand this idea that like vegans are sick. Like, we don't have a subscription to Hulu where we don't get ads. So I see the ads on Hulu, and every other one is for medication.
Yes. Yes.
And like, there's this new like Hims thing, Hims and Hers.
Oh, yes. I've seen the ads for the Hims. Yeah.
And the Hims are, there's always the one about bedtime stuff.
Yeah.
And it not working. And then you take the Hims and you're good. And I'm like, I've seen so many ads now for stuff like this. That it's not just Viagra. It's Hims. There's another one that there's ads Cialis. Out for. No,
I've
it's
only seen
like
ads for Cialis, Viagra, it's another, and Hims.
It's another one. No, it's not Cialis.
I really love the name Hims. It's like right in the nose there, buddy.
But like
strong enough for a woman, pH balance for a man.
All this stuff that like people have to take, and I'm like, how could you possibly think that vegans are the sick ones?
Yeah, I've never taken any of that.
Anything. Yeah.
I take zero. Yes.
I take nothing, and I don't foresee myself having to going forward.
No, in fact, I have this feeling, Kirsten, and this is going to be a little controversial, I suppose, but if I end up getting to the point where it's like I'm feeling really bad and they say, well, you're going to have to take a bunch of drugs, I'll be like, it's just my time, man.
Well, but there are definitely people at our age already that like have to take high blood pressure meds, cholesterol meds. But then even, you know, my mother-in-law told me that my step-niece has cataracts. She's 24 years old.
She has cataracts at 24? How is that even possible?
It's because it's due in part to what you eat.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Like, I wonder, I don't know how my parents both wearing glasses at my age. And I have no problem seeing. Yeah. I have zero problems with my vision. That's weird.
My dad still like only wears glasses for reading, and he's 78, but my mom definitely had glasses at my time. I thought Chad was talking to me.
Both parents of mine had glasses in their 30s for reading.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean they didn't have them when they're younger. They got them when they're older, and like in their 30s, they started having to wear and like look at shit like this, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have any of those issues. Why not?
I think there's only one reason. I think that there's a small.
Well, and like my niece, she deals with eczema, which we know is
totally. I had eczema when I was in my 20s. Right.
She's 10, is connected to what you eat.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Eczema 10.
Yeah. But I can't say anything because. Why not? Oh, because I've already said so many things that have gotten me in trouble.
But even the doctor would say, put him on restriction, put the kids on restrictive diets and see what the fuck's causing the eczema.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought their doctor was vegetarian. But I think she just like has cream for it. I don't think anyone's told her.
More drugs.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's told her to change her diet. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I know she deals with eczema. And I've tried to, like, tell her. But also, everything I say gets back to her parents. So I, like, have to be very careful with what I say to her.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, high-quality protein, plant proteins, like what we find in legumes, help us build strong bodies. Eating whole, colorful foods made from plants even reduces our risk for cancer, diabetes, and becoming overweight. True masculinity is all about strength and bravery, he says. This includes rebelling against the cultural pressures men feel to eat meat, even though it is bad for our health. That's so true. The cultural pressures, rebelling against the cultural pressures. This is something that I think is so important for, like, well, it's important about rape culture too, and a lot of these like disgusting cultural pressures that boys have to deal with. Like, we have to fight those, and
that to me is what a real man is, someone who rebels against that shit. Real man, yeah. Not real man, but a good man. A good man.
Yeah, I mean, what's real, you know?
Real means you say you're a man. That then you get to be a man.
I know. But I agree. It's the same thing is like saying, oh, a real job. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What's real? Everything's real.
Right. Yeah. I misspoke there. Yeah. That's what I said. I've been saying.
No, I'm not saying that to you. I'm saying we use that term and it's ridiculous.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, because I've been saying lately because of the trans issue becoming bigger and bigger right now and Nazis. We have Nazis now. So we have to deal with that problem, like the Nazis in Ohio that are protesting against trans people. And I'm like, in order to be a real man, all you have to do is say you're a real man. That's all you have to do. You just say it.
Yeah.
That's it. Now you're a man. That's all you need. I didn't think that. It's interesting to me to like distill the essence of one's gender to the genitals one possesses seems very reductive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just seems really stupid. Is that all we are?
Yeah.
My body is just a thing that carries my dick around. Is that here? I thought my body was just a thing, like a wagon for my brain. I thought my body was just like a wagon to pull my brain around.
But I think it goes back to, you know, what humans do, putting each other in boxes. And we do that with, like, our jobs, too. Like, what am I? I'm only, like, you are not your job. You're the essence of you. And who you are at the core of you is not what you do for a living.
Like, absolutely.
That's what you do to pay bills.
Yeah, that's what you've been tricked into doing so that you can continue to live in this weird convenient society we have. You'll have to trade your time for money. I'm so terrified. I don't want to go back to working in an office or something.
Yeah, I've been looking sort of. I just finished the resume, so now I have to. But I'm also like still doing a million one other things, so I'm trying to put together my I've never had an acting EPK and I'm working with a coach twice a month to like help me get my materials together. So I'm like building this acting EPK. So it's like, okay, I finished my real resume. Now I'm back to the acting thing that I have to put together because I have to do the work for that too. Otherwise that's never gonna happen.
Say goodbye. Yeah.
Either. Yeah.
Right.
So
it terrifies me. We should be able to do what you should be able to do what you want to do and work hard at it. I feel like any job, if you do it for 8 hours a day, you should be able to pay the bills. And it's just not the case anymore. It's like, okay, well, if you sit at a desk and do nothing for 8 hours, you can make your nut. But if you're an actor trying to make your way and do something you enjoy, no, sorry. You could do that for 10 hours a day. You don't get enough.
Yeah.
Unless you win the lottery. God damn it. Oh, Vegan Postmortem says that we had Nazis for a while. Yeah, but they haven't been so brazen until recently.
No. Oh, we've always had Nazis.
Yeah.
But we've always had them. But they've been emboldened by
Trumpism.
Trump.
Yeah.
And yeah.
You see the Proud Boys guys on trial.
We've always
now?
Had them because they came here too. I mean, I'm sure we obviously had issues before the war, but Nazis came here after World War II as well, and they were able to infiltrate into our society, and also that way of thinking, you know, still permeates. But yeah, we've always had them.
So do you know that guy, what's his name? Torrio, I think his name is the guy who runs the Proud Boys. He's on trial now for January 6th. They think they're going to put him away for a long time.
Is that the guy? He's actually not white.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not a white. Yeah, he's Cuban.
Yeah. Oh, Cuban. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's Cuban American, but yeah, he,
no, but they're notoriously right wing. And,
for sure, yes, yeah, 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 because yeah. they hate, because they think
Castro equals communism.
Right.
That's what
exactly. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Like my God damn it. Karina made me watch Scarface. I was like, are you sure you want to watch this movie? She's like, I've never seen it. And I'm like, it's not good. It's not a good movie. You're not going to like
it. I've actually never seen Scarface either.
It's not a good movie. Scarface isn't good. I mean, it's the beginning of the end for Al Pacino. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, you talk like this. He's a, it's horrible. Anyway. It's about Cubans and being a crime lord. The, anyway, they think he's going to go away for a long time. And I just, as soon as I saw a picture of him in the news today, I said, oh my God, stand back and stand by. Do you remember when Trump said that to the Proud Boys? Stand back and stand by.
What the hell did he think that meant?
Right? How is it? And I thought, oh my God, this guy's going to go. This is somebody that the president spoke directly to and lost the election. And we're still talking about trying to, that Trump's going to run again? It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we've had Nazis for a while. Fine. But we haven't had the president talking to Nazis. I don't think that's been a thing for a while. Like,
well, because it was because we fought a war against them.
Nazis. Yeah.
Like, and so it used to be un-American to be pro-Nazi. Now somehow the Nazis have become patriots.
Right. Yeah. I'm against Nazis. I want to try to get rid of all the Nazis. That's what I want. And I wish that people like, like Elon Musk were on my side to get rid of the Nazis.
The Nazis.
The Nazis.
Elon Musk is a piece of shit.
Yeah. Guys, always end your video with a call to action. Trump uses influencer logic. That's right. Always use call to action. All right. Well, then it's time for a call to action, because this video, this is about to be our show. If you've been watching this whole time and don't know, this is The Vegan with Skysco. I'm Skyjack Morgan. This Skysco? Is Kirsten Maryland. Skyjo? I'm Skyjack Morgan. What'd I say?
Skysco.
I said Skysco?
Yeah, sorry. That's what I heard.
Let me try again. Take two. If you just tuned in, this is The Vegan with Sky Show. This is on Vegan, of course. Channel. It's a channel for vegans. I'm Skyjack Morgan. That's Kirsten Marilyn. And we are vegans. If you haven't already, please go to veganofcourse.etsy.com or veganofcourse.net to get a cool hoodie or whatevs. We got mugs, hoodies, hats. We got badass hats. Also, you could go to patreon.com/veganofcourse where you can help support. Thank you all to Patreon, to all the Patreon members that help pay for all the streaming services. Thank you for everything you do. What else? There's other calls to action that I need. Oh yeah, don't forget to like and subscribe and share. We have another show called The Supplement. We're doing The Supplement after at 5 p.m. today.
Oh, what's that?
I go over like the news and like do like almost like a vegan perspective on the current events I'm kind of interested in. I'm thinking about doing 3 shows a day. That's what I want to do. I'm going crazy.
Oh my God, it's Sky.
I feel like I have to, or else if I don't go
the
full
YouTube
in,
overlords are going to come at you.
I want to be the YouTube vegan. I don't want to go back to working for a restaurant or a hotel, or I don't want to go back to like doing something that I don't want to have to sell my soul again.
Yeah, I hear that.
You know, I like what I'm doing.
I hear that.
I like creating. So I feel like I want to do an early morning show called The Pre-Shift, which is like setting intentions and talking about like the word of the day, that type of stuff, like the word of the day, the thought of the day, the what happened today in history kind of thing, and do one every morning. I think that'd be really fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
And then on midday we do something with like one of the VFFs like yourself, and then then at night I'll do a like an evening edition current events show from a vegan perspective.
Cool.
What do you think? Does that sound like a good
like
idea?
It.
I like it.
Sounds
too.
Like a lot, but I like it.
It's a lot, but man, if I don't try my hardest, then you know, who do I have to blame in the end? Plus the channel's monetized now, so the channel now needs more content to be monetized, because the more you have out there, you know, I read this thing saying that if you make 60 videos,
It takes 60 videos to make one go viral or whatever the fuck, whatever viral means for you.
Jeez.
And I'm like, all right, looks like I'm making 60 videos. Like, you only need like 5,000 subscribers to make it your full time.
Wow. That's attainable.
Totally. I think it's doable. I need get to 5,000.
Attainable.
Yeah.
All right.
5,000. I already have like one collaboration going. Oh, that's the other call to action.
I'm going to take a screenshot and post it. Wait, 1, 2. Got it.
The other call to action. So I already have a collaboration. I don't know if you know about it yet, but you know how I'm always talking about only date other vegans. So now there's a link in the show notes to Get Vegly app. And it's a link that I'll get credit for. There's no money, but there's like a ad swap that we're doing to try to get to 5,000. So every time someone goes and downloads the app, my ad goes onto the Vegly app. And if you use VOC on the when you get the app, you get 5 free carrots, which is their in-app currency. And until May 15th, they have free teleportation so that even if you're living in New York City, you can find out what the vegan dating scene is like in LA.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you see our Vegly sketch?
I did. I loved it. In fact, you're the reason why I thought of reaching out to Alex was because
nice.
Of that.
Nice. Awesome. That's,
yeah, and so Alex was on the show. Oh, God, I need to. That's what I'm going to edit. I'm going to edit the Alex shows. Can I get 60 pieces of content out of the one Alex show?
Oh boy,
that's what I mean. I'm going to edit this. Like that's why you keep on seeing so much content. I'm doing like six YouTube videos a day and 2 shows a day right now. That's what I'm doing.
Damn.
6 YouTube videos and 2 shows every day is what's happening. Yeah.
I mean, if it's your full time,
that's all I want to fucking do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not all I had to do because I'm doing other work for other people. But like,
yeah.
I don't want to. I just want to do this and like the NFT stuff on the side because the NFT is like, you never know what's going to take off.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know what? At the end of this, if I fail, at least everyone will be like, well, Sky gave it a shot. Can't say you didn't fucking try. God damn.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that you're here along with me on that journey.
Happy to be here.
Miss Marilyn. Thank you. Yeah. Kindness Town is also going strong. Yes. And Kindness Town. We're making that happen as well. That was one of the 2 shows that I mentioned as far as producing. Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you, everybody. Thank you all for being here. And what's the call to action? Stand back and stand by.
Vegans.
Vegans. Vegans, stand back and stand by.
Don't.
Bye. Don't.
Do the thing. Don't stand back and stand by. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah, don't stand back and stand by. Go.
Go.
Vegans assemble. All right. Bye, guys. Thank you.
It's so hard to not abuse animals.
Carnies can't fuck themselves.
Woo! Don't
fuck themselves.
This is a shot of all vegans.
Do me a favor, and if you are in the if you're here to the end, do me a favor. Let me know by going into the comments and leaving some green hearts and letting me know what you think about a morning show called The Pre-Shift. That's my idea. That's the idea right now. A morning show called The Pre-Shift, which is going to be what I described earlier. Let me know what you think. Bye, everybody. Illegitimate non-carborundum. I'll be back at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thanks. Bye.